I'm Hank Stoltz, and welcome to the WISE Podcast, Worcester Institute for Senior Education, also known as WISE. It's a premier lifelong learning program at Assumption University. Since 1993, WISE has offered retirees a way to stay engaged in an intellectual community and to keep learning. This fall, WISE will offer 32 courses online. WISE also offers clubs, discussion groups, special events, and trips. Now, we are not going to bring you all 32 today, although we wish that we could, but we do have, to begin with, two classes right now to represent, and actually we're going to be adding a third in here as well. Les Blatt, welcome. Your class is in Intelligent Life in the Universe.
Hello. Nice to be talking with you.
Les, thank you very much, and I know that Bill O'Brien, we have you joining us now as well as we have just begun the podcast, and Bill, and Dr. O'Brien, your fall course is one in economics, competitiveness in the international business arena, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Martha Gausch, thank you so much for being with us. The environment, climate change, science, and perspective, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Listen, let me begin with you, if I could, because, boy, is everybody talking about the climate, because we have had it all, have we not, from heat domes to the fact that some days it seems as if it's just not as hot as it usually is in the summer, to torrential downpours, to haze coming in from wildfires. Tell us a little bit about your course, Climate Change, Science, and Perspective, and do you deal with what is happening right now and what is happening around us?
Well, my course is going to lay the basic groundwork of climate change, why it's happening, what the sources are. Talk about the various, well, I'll bring in perspective since that's part of the title. But certainly we're seeing a range of effects that we wouldn't necessarily have predicted. You mentioned the heat domes, but we're also seeing cooler than normal temperatures in some cases. Oh my gosh, the rainfall that we've had breaking all those records just this month alone is incredible. And who would have expected that our air quality would be impacted by wildfires out west? So we will certainly discuss current events. We'll also discuss why the impacts that we are seeing aren't necessarily the ones that we were perhaps expected to predict a few years ago. So deepening our understanding of climate change and also talking about the impacts on the natural world, definitely impacts on people, but also on wildlife and the habitats that support them.
Yeah, and you're very visible in the community as well, not only working through WISE, but also through the classes that you do at Broadmeadow Brook. Tell us a little bit about that background and how that helps with what you do for the Worcester Institute for Senior Education.
Well, thanks for asking about that. Broadmeadow Brook is a Mass Audubon wildlife sanctuary right here in Worcester. We're 25 years old, and we are focused on connecting people to the natural world and helping model ways to live sustainably with that nature. So we're all about getting people to a place of understanding and appreciation for the environment around us, because as we've seen, especially in these COVID times, that connection to the outdoors and open space is just so critical for our mental as well as our physical well-being. So we work with all ages, preschool, school children, and then adults, certainly. And adults is kind of, it's my area of specialty. And we offer trails to walk and educational classes and courses. And now we're also moving into the online world as well. And then we serve as a model for how people can manage their own community and living spaces to be wildlife friendly and welcoming.
Very good. And that is just one of the classes that we're going to be highlighting today that is going to be happening at WISE this fall. Let's go to Professor Blatt, who we met just a moment ago. Les Blatt, Professor Emeritus of Physics and Education at Clark University. Intelligent Life in the Universe. I cannot help myself. I feel compelled to ask, have you found any?
That may be the bottom line in the entire course, because the only example that we have right now is on Earth, and as Martha was just talking about the climate change business and how human beings here on Earth are seriously implicated in these changes that are happening to our own Earth. I'm not even sure there is an intelligent life here. But looking more broadly, the idea is people have for a long time been talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. The powers that be have recently changed the designation of those so-called objects to UAPs, which stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, which is nice because it's not obvious that when you spot something that is up in the sky, that it's an object. Sometimes it might just be light reflecting or refracting from somewhere else. So it might just be light entering your eye, but not from an object that's right where you think you're looking. So that's kind of the beginning of it. But then people start to wonder, are there other forms of life at all anywhere other than right here on the Earth? And that is part of a big question that humans have been asking for ever since there were humans, I think. Are we alone? As we look around, we know that there are other people, and we know that there are other people in other countries on the Earth, but we also know that there are other planets in our own solar system, and NASA in particular, and some other countries now are entering in the game as well, have been sending out various kinds of probes to learn more about those other planets in our system. And one of the questions they always ask is there any evidence that there is life on any of those planets, or evidence that there might have once been life on those planets?
I have to say, and we're about to get into economics here as well, all of these classes, whether it is the climate change, whether it is what you have just been speaking about, or as we go to Bill O'Brien, PhD in economics from Northeastern University, Professor Emeritus of Economics at Worcester State University, and the credentials that all three of you have, Let me go to you quickly, Dr. O'Brien, because I want to give a little bit of an overview and get everybody's in this first segment. But all of this seems to be in some ways really ripped from the headlines. What you are teaching, what you are talking about with people who are taking the WISE program this fall are things that everybody is talking about everywhere. It's part of our national conversation.
Thanks, Hank. And first, let me say, please call me Bill. Everybody in the courses do. We have an exchange of ideas that people bring the wealth of different backgrounds that they have to the course. So the participants add as much to the course as the lecturers do. It's constructive that there aren't any exams or anything like that in these WISE courses. And as you said, whether it's climate change or whether it's, we've seen that we've got a private industry now going to space, whether they're looking for other life or just looking for other avenues rather than just on Earth, that's to be seen. But we try to be as current as we can. These things are, when we bring in people with degrees in the field, quite often you get people that have a lot of experience and they know what you're talking about. And other people, for instance, if I mention GDP or inflation, they say something like, oh, Bill, I'm not quite sure what that is. Will you explain what GDP is? So for me, I've been teaching at WISE since 2007, and they're always courses in economics, but they're different courses, and they're courses that reflect really what's going on at the time. My early courses were more on globalization, and at that time, globalization was a rising phenomenon. When President Trump, of course, came in, we became America first again, and kind of a closing of globalization. So we looked at that and what's happening. I can't help but think that one of my future courses will be on inflation, as we're starting to see that now. So, you know, when you see us competing, for instance, with China or Germany or Mexico, and looking at the former NAFTA and the USMCA, and the trade tariffs with China, all of these things affect us. So we look at, you know, Worcester in 1950 was a manufacturing hub. We had 205,000 people living in Worcester, and major manufacturing from around the world. Where is that gone? You know, a lot of that's gone overseas. So we're going to look this fall at international competitiveness, and we'll look at some of the theoretical models. But, you know, then we'll look at what gives them an advantage over us, and, you know, how can they go faster than we have. Of course, coming out of the pandemic, we're growing gangbusters. But China was growing at 12% a year for a dozen or more years. Hence, their GDP is now second largest in the world to the U.S. And, you know, how is our international competitiveness formed, and where will it go in the future?
All right. We are going to have a much more on the WISE podcast. If you have had your interest piqued, and I know that you have, in any of these three courses, please make sure that you register. Registration begins on August 23rd. Classes begin on September 9th. There are 32 classes being offered online in total this fall. Visit AssumptionWISE.org. That's Assumption, WISE.org, to register and learn more. Much more to come right here on the WISE podcast.